From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish, and it's time for your letters. But first, a correction. In our coverage of the recall election of Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, some of you heard us state that more people voted in the Republican recall primary than in the Democratic primary. As several of our listeners pointed out, we got that wrong. What we meant to say was more people voted for Scott Walker in his uncontested Republican primary than voted for the two leading Democratic candidates combined in their contested primary.
Now, your letters. Yesterday, we profiled Elizabeth Warren, who's running for the Senate from Massachusetts. Warren is rebounding from weeks of criticism over allegedly overstating her Cherokee ancestry. She has been derisively called Pocahontas. Richard Hoffman of Washington, D.C. says, enough already about Warren's ancestry. I thought we could count on NPR to present more important facts that bear on why this is a trivial issue. And Mr. Hoffman continues, instead, you give this nonsense, sure she didn't handle it well, more credence by not exposing it as irrelevant.
And in our latest entry in our series Mom and Dad's Record Collection, we were swinging with former Arkansas governor and presidential candidate Mike Huckabee, the record he remembers his parents playing, Glenn Miller's In the Mood.
Huckabee wasn't the only one who remembers the song fondly. Sandra Johnson of Tampa, Florida, writes this. I recall watching my parents dance the jitterbug to this music when I was a child. It was one of the few times I remember my parents laughing out loud. I smile every time I hear it.
Christy Cox of Boston writes, my husband and I began our courtship in college, learning to swing dance to Glenn Miller, and it seemed like a natural choice to pick In the Mood for our wedding song. Now we have 7-month-old twins, and I hope that one day they will fondly remember their parents dancing to In the Mood in the kitchen, a common occurrence in our household.
We appreciate your letters. You can write to us at npr.org. Click on Contact Us.